For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This episode of the Candlestick Kids is brought to you by Bet Online. All eyes are back on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. And as always, Bet Online is your number one spot for all pro and college football action this season. With the new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, Bet Online continues to be your number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use the mobile app and sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, BELIEVE to receive your bonus. For football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. What up, TCK Potters? Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Scott Guasco. This is episode 488 of the Candlestick Kids Fantasy Football Podcast, a.k.a. TCK Pod. Streaming live, of course, on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Via the Fantasy Focused Network. We're also streaming live on the Fantasy Football Network on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe everywhere. Give us a like and a follow. It really helps us. And if you miss the live shows, be sure to double back on the podcast side and give us a subscribe there. The Candlestick Kids Fantasy Football Podcast. You can find it anywhere you listen to your podcast. That, of course, is streaming on the Believe Podcast Network as well. So many connections these days, so many friends and family helping us boost the brand, and we appreciate everybody involved. I'm rolling solo this evening. I usually, the last couple weeks, I've been doing it with my man Dweez, but the reality is life had come up for me. I got busy today at work, and frankly, Dweez is on the East Coast time. I'm on the West Coast time, and it's almost about 8 o'clock or so p.m. West Coast time I'm recording this. And frankly, Dweez has got a family. Dweez has got a life. And I don't expect him to be up until 11 p.m. Midnight to record a podcast on a Monday night. So no hard feelings. All good. He did share his notes with me, though. So I do have a couple of Dweez's notes that I will share with you. We are also at the tail end of the Monday night football game with the Giants and the Chiefs. I'm in the fourth quarter right now. Of course, those of you on the podcast side already know the results, but it's been a fun game, and the Giants are being quite impressive tonight. All right, y'all. We are, of course, going to break down our week 9 waiver wire ads and a couple of trade targets. But first, I want to talk about this trade deadline coming up here, but already we've seen some moves. Von Miller, who, you know, this isn't a fantasy trade necessarily unless you're DSTs, and the Rams are already owned in every league. But the Rams DST just got better with Von Miller, 7-time Pro Bowler. Von Miller goes from the Broncos over to the Los Angeles Rams, joining Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Darnold. That great defense just got a lot better. Von Miller's been a little bit banged up the last couple of seasons, but if he can stay healthy, they get an outside pass rusher to couple with the inside pass rush and dominance of Aaron Darnold and the rest of that front there for the Rams. So absolutely dominant move by the Rams. Clearly they're running the NFC right now with the Buccaneers, but they're looking, I mean, this is a legitimate Super Bowl move. This is a Super Bowl caliber team as of right now. Now we're, you know, we got half a season left, so anything can happen, of course, but this is a flex up move for a powerful team already in the NFC. So well done from the Rams. As a 49ers fan, this is quite disappointing. Unfortunately, the Seahawks and Cardinals aren't too excited either, with Russell Wilson being out, Kyler Murray getting hurt. The 49ers beat the Bears, but they have quarterback questions, I guess I would say, regardless. And none of those teams have a dominant defense like the Rams do. So the Rams easily the favorite in the once powerful NFC West and overall in the NFC, sans the Tom Brady Buccaneers, of course. Now, on the other side, in the AFC, the other dominant team, the best team record-wise in the AFC, had the biggest blow in football this season. Now, we've lost Christian McCaffrey. We've lost Saquon Barkley. We've lost Russell Wilson and other primetime quarterbacks. We've lost big-time receivers this year. But no loss in NFL terms and certainly fantasy football is going to be heavier felt than Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry goes down with a Lisfranc fracture in his foot, effectively ending his season. There's talks that he might be available for maybe the fantasy playoffs, which for that reason alone, unless he gets a 100% done for the year drop, then I would at least keep him on your IR the rest of the season. Because if you get Derrick Henry at 80% back for your playoffs, we know what happens in the playoffs in fantasy for Derrick Henry. He wins people championships. So you could keep him for that very reason. However, I would not, I don't want to say waste a roster spot because he's all pro on your bench, but if you need to make other moves with bye weeks and we're halfway through the season and it just, it's a bummer, but you know, you just cut bait. Now in Dynasty, this is really difficult because I had three, let's see, I have six Dynasty teams currently, and I had three shares of Christian McCaffrey last year. Okay. I had him as a holdover in one league and I drafted him twice last year. He got hurt last year. I waited a week. I waited 2 weeks. I waited 3 weeks. I waited for him to come back. He came back. He got hurt. I then thought to myself, you know what? He's Christian McCaffrey. He's all world, but he's one player. And I know he's 30 points per player, but he's one player. So I am going to see what I can get, sell the farm for Christian McCaffrey and see what I can get. Sure enough, I was able to get multiple first-round picks, second-round picks, high-profile players, massive deals. And I threw in a couple like, you know, RB2s, wide receiver 2s and 3s just to kind of beef up trades. And I felt like I got a ton of return for Christian McCaffrey. Now, that was last year in Dynasty. So this year I go into those leagues and I go, okay, well, let's see what happens because I got rid of Christian McCaffrey last year, but he's coming back healthy this year. Well, sure enough, he gets hurt again. And then it's 1 week, and it's 2 weeks, and it's 3 weeks, and now it's 5 weeks, and probably more. I say all this because football is a brutal sport, all right? Obviously, I'm nothing close to NFL football by any means, but I played football growing up from 6 years old to 18 and have countless injuries, right? To play at this level, at this speed, is monumental that guys like Derrick Henry have been healthy up until basically today and this weekend when he suffered, frankly, his first significant NFL injury. Other guys, Dalvin Cook, Joe Mixon, Austin Eckler, name it. Even Alvin Kamara's missed a couple of games, right? All of the top running backs, Adrian Peterson for years, Le'Veon Bell missed an entire season due to injury. Then he sat out an entire other season up at the top. Back in the day, Jamal Charles, Chris Johnson, right? Your top running backs very rarely make it as far as you want them to health-wise, let alone efficiency and effectiveness. Derrick Henry has been the ultimate available asset in fantasy football. And you're starting to hear it now. It's kind of becoming this cliche term in fantasy football, but it's true. Sometimes the best availability, or excuse me, sometimes the best ability is availability in fantasy football. Now, you look at guys like Allen Robinson, and you're like, well, he's available every week, but is it actually an ability to get 7 PPR fantasy points every week? No. But Derrick Henry, even when he gets you, you know, 18 carries for 46 yards in a dud week, he's healthy, and he comes back the next week for 130 and 3, right? So this is really just a bummer for fantasy football, obviously, because most of your undefeated 6-1, you know, 5-2, whatever teams in your league, 8-0, you know, 7-1 at this point, most of those teams, I would imagine, have Derrick Henry on them. I have 3 7-1 teams after this weekend, and I have no Derrick Henry in any of my leagues. So it's obviously possible to go otherwise, but it's tough. And those Derrick Henry shares are just such a massive load, you know. In one league I have, the first overall pick in that league in half PPR, that number one overall pick was Derrick Henry over Christian McCaffrey. Now, again, this is before Christian McCaffrey got hurt, of course. But it looked really good for the first 8 weeks. Everyone was kind of laughing on draft day, and all of a sudden, Christian McCaffrey goes down, Saquon goes down, right? All of a sudden, Derrick Henry is the man, right? For the first 2 months of the season, he's about to break all the carry records from Larry Johnson back in the day with the Chiefs. He's about to break rushing touchdown records. He's about to break his own rushing yardage record, get for 2,000 yards for the second year in a row, which is just unbelievable. He was on pace to do absolutely incredible things, and unfortunately, we're not going to see it this NFL season. Now, a lot of people are kind of like, oh, well, this is what happens when you carry the ball 300 and 350 times a year, blah, blah, blah. I disagree. I totally disagree. Derrick Henry, Adrian Peterson, some of these guys are just literally built different. And the workload, in my opinion, was not a result of this injury. It was just a fluke injury. He stepped wrong, twisted his ankle, did whatever that NFL players get. I mean, Amari Cooper had this injury that lingered for like 3 years. My biggest issue here is what happens to Derrick Henry next year. Dude's an animal. Adrian Peterson came off a torn ACL and ran for 2,000 yards. Derrick Henry could be just as good next year. I'm not putting it by him. He's still young, believe it or not. And although he's had so much tread on his tires, he didn't do much in his first 2 years with the Titans because of DeMarco Murray back in the day. So Derrick Henry has a chance to come back next year and be just as effective, in my opinion. If that happens, I think he's going to be a steal in drafts. If we get reports over the summer that he's healthy and he's back and we see all those insane workout regimens that we see every year and whatever, he'll probably still be a middle to late round, first round pick. I mean, look, Saquon Barkley was like telling people he was not ready for the beginning of the season, and Saquon was a back of the first round pick this year. So I think Derrick Henry's still going to be a middle to back end first round pick next year, assuming he comes back healthy. But that being said, he's not going to be a top five pick. You know, a lot of times you're in full PPR leagues and you're like, man, am I really going to go Derrick Henry in full PPR over all these other running backs, over Devontae Adams, over Tyreek Hill, over Travis Kelce, blah, blah, blah. And obviously this year it panned out, but a lot of times it's hard to make that move with guys who are not as used in the passing game, but Derrick Henry was more used in the passing game this year also. So it's tough. Anyway, Derrick Henry goes down, Lisfranc injury in his foot, essentially a broken bone in his foot. He's going to be done for the season. And we just hope he returns next year. And in Dynasty, I would hold. If you don't have him in Dynasty and you want to just kind of burn that spot on your team this year, go and see what you can get for Derrick Henry, because the managers are going to be bumming. And if they were contenders, this is week 8, 9, right? Like, if you're up at the top right now, you're looking to win your league. If you're 4-4 right now, you're kind of like, meh, you know, whatever. If you're 8-0, you're, 5-3 even, like, you're really trying to get after it. And if you had Derrick Henry, who was holding your team, you're going to want to fill that spot, maybe with two guys for the price of Derrick Henry. So I know he's out, but in Dynasty, float some trades out there. Maybe future picks, you know, maybe someone who's like blowing up right now, but might not in the future. Just keep an eye on that. I think that might be a way to go for you moving forward with Derrick Henry in Dynasty. All right, we got a number of you jumping into the chat room. Again, this is Sky, host of the Candlestick Kids Fantasy Football Podcast, a.k.a. TCK Pod, streaming live on all your platforms tonight. I am rolling solo, so I'm going to do my best to present you the Week 9 waiver wire pickups and a couple of trade targets. And then I've been handling this episode with my buddy Dweez for the last couple of weeks, but we couldn't get it together this week. So I have his notes that I'm going to read off because he's always got some great breakdowns and stuff like featured players for your waiver, a couple of trade targets. I'm going to get to that as well, plus my giant list of waiver wire pickups that we're used to as well. And we got a couple comments in here right now. Beach, I'm going to bring you up real quick. Thank you for the advice to start Mitchell. Gainwell, no good. And I started Pittman over Mike Evans. We'll be at 500. Thank you. Yeah, well, you're very welcome, Beach. And unfortunately, we couldn't get all of them right, you know, but Mitchell was Bobby's start of the week, and he was the number one running back on the week. Look, Kenny Gainwell makes no sense. And I know it's a shitty call because I repped him all week and he did nothing. But the process, and I know this doesn't count in fantasy, but I don't feel as bad about the Gainwell call because the process made sense. The Eagles ran for 4 rushing touchdowns. Jalen Hurts and Kenny Gainwell had 0. Boston Scott had 2. Jordan Howard had 2. It could have just as easily been Jalen Hurts, which would have helped everybody, and Kenny Gainwell as well. So it didn't work out this week, but I still like Kenny Gainwell. So I'm sorry that that call kind of blew up in people's faces. Mine too, trust me. I put him in a number of leagues. It made sense at the time, but I'm glad that you had Mitchell going as well. Beach, you also, thoughts on Nick Chubb. Chubb's going to be fine. Ugly game, came back, had the same work share. Dearness Johnson wasn't very involved. Kareem Hunt's still out. I'm not worried about Nick Chubb. The Browns overall, I'm a bit worried about just because Baker's not right. But look, that was an ugly game. The Browns and the Steelers always play ugly football. It's one of the best rushing defenses in the entire NFL. I was not expecting a lot from Nick Chubb. First game off of an injury and against the Steelers. Look, you got your 60 yards. You know, if he scores, nobody talks about it and it's fine. It just didn't work out this week. I think Nick Chubb is just fine. I don't have him as a trade target officially, but go look at Nick Chubb. He had a couple down weeks before his injury. Then he got injured, and now he had another down week. Go look at Nick Chubb. If you can get him as your RB2, which he's an RB1 in my opinion, if you get him as your RB2, I think that's an absolute steal. Okay, let's get in here. JAC, which trade would you accept if you had to accept one? Trade number one, Zeke and Tannehill. Receive Zeke and Tannehill. I apologize. Receive Zeke and Tannehill. Trade Herbert and Cordarrelle Patterson, or receive Stephon Diggs and Tannehill. Trade Amari Cooper and Herbert. Okay, so either way, you're getting Tannehill. And either way, you're trading Herbert. I want Herbert long-term. I know Tannehill's picked it up, and they won't have Derrick Henry, so Tannehill's going to have to throw the ball more often. But I want Herbert head-to-head long-term. But if you're going to make this trade, it's Zeke for Cordarrelle Patterson or Stephon Diggs for Amari Cooper. I love Zeke, but I think I would go Diggs for Amari Cooper. I mentioned Amari Cooper a couple weeks ago, and now you can sell him even higher. Amari Cooper's great, and the offense is going to be great. And that was with Cooper Rush, not Dak Prescott. But if I can get my hands on Stephon Diggs and Ryan Tannehill, I'm cool with that. My issue here is, though, JAC, I would much rather have Herbert and Cooper, even though I'm not into Cooper, than Tannehill and Diggs. So if I had to make one of these, I guess I would do Zeke and Tannehill for Cordarrelle Patterson and Herbert. But I got to be honest with you, man, straight up, I would rather have – I'm keeping Herbert, and I would rather keep Diggs and Cordarrelle Patterson. I love Zeke, obviously, and I would love to get Diggs as well. But, you know, I guess if you had to do one, I would take the Zeke side if you have to do one of those. Hope that helps. Sorry, I kind of worked my way around that. Mowgli, what's up? All right, do you think Adrian Peterson will be the starting running back for the Titans after he is cleared from the practice squad? Absolutely, I do. Now, they're going to have Jeremy McNichols, coming up as well. And Jeremy McNichols anyway has kind of been like third downs, right? I mean, he's had minimal work this year. Adrian Peterson, first of all, is not Derrick Henry, obviously. He used to be, or maybe Derrick Henry used to be Adrian Peterson. Anyway, AP is obviously a shell of himself. However, over the last couple of seasons, when he's got some work with the Lions, the Cardinals, the Washington football team, last couple of years, when he gets work, 15, 18 touches, he scores touchdowns and he gets you yardage. He's not going to break off 70-yard Derrick Henry runs. He's not going to give you 3 touchdowns a game. But what Adrian Peterson could give you is a touchdown weekly upside, maybe 2, and 18 carries, touches in that offense. And he's never caught the ball a lot either in his career, but he can catch the ball. So if they run Adrian Peterson 75% of what they did with Derrick Henry and use Jeremy McNichols, that helps Tannehill, AJ Brown, Julio, if he ever gets healthy. And then AP is going to be just fine. McNichols, I think, is like a stash if you need him, because if AP goes down, who is old and has injury history, if AP goes down, they're running out of bodies. It might be McNichols by default. But yes, I do think Adrian Peterson will be the starting running back. Maybe it might be immediately. I don't see why not. I mean, Adrian Peterson's, you know, shit, he's going on like 15, 20 year career now, and he can just show up into a locker room, tell him to run left, straight, and up the middle, and he'll be just fine. So yes, I do. And I tried to pick up Adrian Peterson as many leagues as I could, but he was already taken. So I know that he's a hot waiver commodity as well. All right, last one, Beach, and I'm going to get back to the show here. Is Mike Evans for Justin Jefferson a fair trade? It's a fair trade. I wouldn't do it, though. Antonio Brown is going to come back. Here's what I would say. I don't know what side you're looking for. I would want Justin Jefferson long-term. Mike Evans has been excellent, but Gronk will come back eventually. Played this week, but then got re-injured with back spasms. I think he'll be back. And Antonio Brown will come back as well eventually. That being said, I would rather have Justin Jefferson here long-term. So if you're getting rid of Mike Evans for Jefferson, I love it. If you're getting rid of Jefferson for Mike Evans, I would not do that. If you have Jefferson and you're looking to trade him for some reason off a dud week, I get it, but I think he's a stud long-term. I would actually shoot higher than Mike Evans long-term. Okay, let me take a quick break. Again, I'm doing the show by myself here, so let me catch my breath. I'm going to get a quick break here, and we'll go to a commercial break, and then I will get back to the rest of your regularly scheduled programming. I want to give a shout out to our friends at Care Factor, and then we'll get into the waiver wire ads. I'll be right back.
Hey, TCK Potters and Fantasy Focus community. Are you looking for options for hair loss? There are many options out there for treating it. However, most products treat the cause, such as DHT, and don't do much to support the growth of new and stronger hair. It's like removing harmful weeds from your lawn, but not doing much to fertilize the grass. That's why the Fantasy Focus and TCK team has partnered with Care Factor. Care Factor saw this problem and focused their research on finding just the right combination of biosynthetic growth factors and an innovative delivery system to promote fuller, stronger-looking hair. So whether you're a listener who suffers from various forms of alopecia or even stress-related hair loss, the Care Factor treatment is the perfect scalp-friendly solution that can help and influence stronger and healthy hair throughout all stages of the hair life cycle. And now, exclusively for TCK listeners, use the promo code TCK at checkout to get 15% off all products at shop.mycarefactor.com. That's shop.mycarefactor.com. Care Factor, skincare for hair.
All right, let's get into the waiver wire ads brought to you by Care Factor. Okay, so we just talked about Jeremy McNichols and Adrian Peterson for the Titans with with Derrick Henry going down. And I do see some more of your trade questions coming in. I will get to those at the end of the episode. Please bear with me. If you have to skip out from the show and I don't get to them, make sure to get to the podcast side, Candlestick Kids Fantasy Football Podcast. You can download anywhere, and you can listen back to this very episode tomorrow morning. Once I drop it, all of our live shows are repurposed as podcasts the following day. Jeremy McNichols, 8% managed. He's available in 92% of your leagues, okay? Now, it's Monday night, so you're going to have to wait until Tuesday, most likely, unless you're Yahoo and Sleeper and whatever, but the Titans already played, so he's going to be locked up. Now, Adrian Peterson's been a free agent because he hasn't had a team. Now, in Yahoo leagues and Sleeper leagues, I know for sure, because I did it in Yahoo, you can go and pick up Adrian Peterson, potentially, if you got him as a free agent before he like officially became the Tennessee Titan. I was able to do that this afternoon. If he became a Tennessee Titan, unfortunately, it is too late, and you're going to have to lock him up, and he's going to go out in your waiver wires. Either way, I would pick up both these guys. Adrian Peterson first, and then Jeremy McNichols. As far as Fab goes, like a number one waiver claim, if you need a running back, I would put it on Adrian Peterson. We're running out of opportunity to get number one stud running backs, and this is arguably the most run-heavy team in the NFL with a proven candidate, although he's past his prime, obviously, but touchdown upside minimum with Adrian Peterson. So I would take my number one waiver claim on this, and I would put like 40%+ of my following budget.
if I had, like, realistically, you got 50 bucks left of your $100 budget from the beginning of the season, I would put probably $25, $30 on this, right? I would want it right away being used on Adrian Peterson. Now, be careful and see if anybody drops Derrick Henry. If they drop Derrick Henry, I would put them on your waiver wire for the next couple of weeks. Or your waiver wire, your IR spot. The reason I say that is because I know he had his MRI, he has his injury. Liz Frank's no joke. It's nasty. But if for some reason you get a report a month from now that he's Derrick Henry and the dude's an animal and he is recouping quicker than we thought he was going to, blah, 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 and he comes back in the fantasy playoffs, you might pick up a free Derrick Henry. Very unlikely. But in most leagues that don't have IR spots, he will get dropped. I guarantee you. So keep an eye out. And if you could stash him, I would do that. Okay. That's Adrian Peterson, Jeremy McNichols. We've talked at nauseum about Tennessee. Let's move on to some other ones. Okay. These are my boy Dweez on Twitter. You can find him at Dweez Nuts, all Z's, no S's. Go check out Dweez Nuts on Twitter. A great follow and great content always. We just weren't able to link up this week. Hopefully he'll be back next week. Michael Carter is his top fantasy ad this week. Number one running back on the week this week. Number two running back since the Jets bye week, the last 2 weeks. Go pick up Michael Carter. I will be honest. I drafted him in two dynasty leagues and I've been sitting on him. He's on my taxi squad. I haven't even been using him yet because, frankly, for those teams, I don't have to. But he is absolutely starting to ball out. And he's becoming that number one guy in what, frankly, is the 49ers running game, right? You have Mike LaFleur and you have Robert Saleh, who came over from the 49ers to coach the Jets and be the offensive coordinator for the Jets. They're running the Shanahan-LaFleur offense in New York. Now, it doesn't look pretty because they don't have a quarterback and they don't have any weapons, but ultimately, they're running the 49ers offense. That's what you want. So the number one running back on this week, Jets, Michael Carter. Number two running back, Elijah Mitchell, who is 49ers. So this offense is very effective when people are healthy. All right, go get Michael Carter if you can. He's available in 33% of leagues. That's not a lot, but that means one-third of all fantasy leagues he's available. Go check him out. Now, Elijah Mitchell, probably unavailable at this point, but just take a quick scour if he's available. Number one waiver claim, all of your fab, frankly. If not, look at Jeff Wilson. Jeff Wilson has yet to play this year. He may not even come back till middle of late this month. It's November. He could come back around Thanksgiving or so, but he might be in for the fantasy playoffs. If Elijah Mitchell goes down, which he has already, we know the team doesn't trust Trey Sermon, right? Raheem Mostert's out. Jermichael Hasty's a third down guy, right? Kerryon Johnson's on the roster, but he's toast, okay? You could, again, pick up a stud running back for the playoffs for free right now before everyone goes after him. Jeff Wilson is only rostered in 16% of leagues. So go check out Jeff Wilson as well. All right, then look at Devontae Parker. All right, Devontae Parker for the Dolphins finally got back, went right back into his role, dominated on targets. He and Waddle both average 8.5 targets per game when healthy. Parker goes one catch and 15 yards more, though, right? So they're both getting highly productive and efficient numbers through Tua Tagovailoa. But Devontae Parker has a dominant role, and Will Fuller, I just wouldn't even count on, right, coming back. So, and again, the trade deadline is coming up. We'll find out about Deshaun Watson, but the Texans basically came out during Sunday's game saying that they are willing to keep Deshaun Watson through this trade deadline and for the season. So the Deshaun Watson news may be for naught. If he doesn't go to Miami, it's going to be Tua. If it's Tua, then it's Devontae Parker and it's Jalen Waddle all season long, right? So go look at Devontae Parker, 35% managed. That means he's available in 65% of leagues. Go take a look for Devontae Parker for the wide receiver. At tight end, a couple guys here. Pat Freiermuth, my man dominated. I put him in this week in a stream for Mark Andrews, paid it dividends. He went very, very well this week. He's got 11 catches on 14 targets, 100 yards and a touchdown over his last two games for the Steelers. Eric Ebron is hurt. And he's frankly just not going to be very efficient for Big Ben. We know Big Ben for years, back to Heath Miller, is a tight end guy. All right. So look for Pat Freiermuth available in 90% of leagues. He's definitely benefiting because Juju Smith-Schuster is out for the season. He He likes that over-the-middle stuff. He's a red zone target. Big Ben loves him in the red zone. If it's not Deontay Johnson and it's not a deep bomb to Chase Claypool, it's going to be Pat Freiermuth, if not Najee Harris. So I like Pat Freiermuth a lot moving forward as a streaming tight end. Another tight end who has been injured for the last couple of weeks, but don't forget about him, Dawson Knox. All right? He was dominating before he got hurt. With his injury and a bye week, people have dropped him. He's all of a sudden available in 34% of leagues. 34% of leagues. And one-third of leagues, he's available all of a sudden. Go pick him up. He was dominating before he got hurt. Through week five, he was injured in week six. He was the tight end three on the season. Even with the bye week and he missed a game due to injury, he was the tight end nine. So he's a top 10 tight end. He missed a game. He's been hurt. He had a bye week and he's still tight end nine. Go look for Dawson Knox in the 30-year leagues. Okay, those are Dweez's notes for the waiver wire ads. I've got some trade targets for you, and then I will get into my giant list of waiver ads as well. I'll be right back here. Let me catch my breath, and we're going to get a shout-out here to our friends at Bomb Banana Hot Sauce. Want to introduce you to our newest sponsor, Bomb Banana Hot Sauce. They are a brand-new banana-based hot sauce founded by four University of Michigan grads. Shouts out to the Wolverines. Their sauce is an absolute must-have at any draft or watch party. Put it on nachos, pizza, wings, or literally any dip, and you will never be forced to eat boring party food again. I promise. The sweet heat and the chili banana combo provides a truly delicious restaurant-quality flavor. They currently offer two flavors, the original with the white label and the spicier Muy Muy that comes in the red label. I'm more of a mild guy, but if you like the spice, the Muy Muy is what you want. Be super excited to officially be part of the Bomba Nation. Hashtag Bomba Nation. We hope that you'll join us there. Head over to the website, www.seekthespice.com. Use the discount code TCK at checkout to get 10% off of your order. Once again, Bomb Banana Hot Sauce, banana-based, not banana-flavored hot sauce. Seekthespice.com, promo code TCK. All right, y'all, Sky Guasco rolling here with the Candlestick Kids Fantasy Football Podcast. Rolling solo tonight, but I do have Dwee's notes, and he has some trade targets. The last couple of weeks, we've been doing his top waiver wire ads and his trade targets, so I'm going to give you his notes that he passed on to me to share with you all this evening. So a couple of his trade targets, all right? If you're in a good spot and you can wait it out, AJ Green, right? He's basically free right now, and Kyler Murray is going to be out or limited for the next 3 weeks or whatever, right? AJ Green has actually played quite well. He's a wide receiver two with wide receiver one upside. Nuke Hopkins is not dominating all the targets this year. And he's basically free. So if you could just stash like a wide receiver four or five on your bench, go get AJ Green for peanuts right now. Just a quick name to add. Terry McLaurin and Deontay Johnson are the big fish, though, to go grab in your trade targets. Terry McLaurin, again, a bad week going into the bye. Great time to look to acquire Terry McLaurin. Now, just 2 weeks ago, he absolutely dominated, right? And he's been down a little bit. Antonio Gibson is not running the ball, so that is, you know, not forcing the secondary to come up, right? They're all hanging back. They're double-teaming Terry McLaurin, obviously. Ricky Seals-Jones has been playing pretty well, but Tyler Heineke's played pretty well also. And after the bye week, if they figure some things out on this offense and the defense gets a little better, Terry McLaurin has the chance to be a wide receiver one on the week, each week, and you might have that upside there. So go look to see if you can get Terry McLaurin for much cheaper than usual. And the other one is Deontay Johnson, right? He's been fine. Not overwhelming in the final box scores each week, but his target volume is insane. Only second in the NFL in targets to Cooper Kupp. All right. We know Deontay Johnson gets 10 plus targets every single week, and it's not going to change. Okay. If Big Ben is healthy and Deontay Johnson is healthy, he's going to get littered with targets. We've seen it for the last couple of seasons. It will continue. Now, he doesn't get huge plays. He doesn't score a lot of touchdowns. He doesn't put up huge stat lines, but he is absolutely consistent, and he is a perfect high-end wide receiver two, low-end wide receiver one that you can put in your lineup and just know that you're going to get, you know, 6 to 8 catches for 60 to 80 yards every week, closer to 100 and a touchdown most, right? So having a floor of like 14, 15, 16 points and a, you know, realistic ceiling, I should say, of 20 to 24 points is an excellent wide receiver too. and you can get Deontay Johnson for pretty cheap as well. So go check that out as well. Terry McLaurin and Deontay Johnson are two guys we're looking for, absolutely. And then anybody, obviously, that's already had their bye, okay? So you're looking at Falcons, you're looking at Jets, you're looking at Niners, right? That huge swath, you know, go look at, you know, Alvin Kamara. Michael Thomas is going to be coming back soon with Jameis Winston going down. Look at Taysom Hill on the cheap, potentially. All those teams, you know, a couple last week, right? The Bills, you know, you had the Vikings and the Jaguars and the Cowboys, right? Go check out those guys. Steelers, as we mentioned as well, right? Go check out all those teams and see if you can find somebody else on the bye. All right, maybe a trade dangle. Somebody looking to trade away would be Joe Mixon. And I brought up Joe Mixon 2 weeks ago. Dweez is bringing up now. Three nice weeks in a row. Week 7, he was saved by a TD. He's the RB2 over the last 3 weeks. Cash in on this. Sell him high. All right? The offense wants to throw more. They are doing that. The defense is playing pretty well, but if Joe Mixon doesn't score, then he's going to let you down. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, and he's played pretty well. But this is Joe Burrow time. This is Joe Burrow's offense. That's what they want to do. Okay? This is what Joe Mixon did, though, against these teams. Listen to this. Against Detroit, fourth worst against running backs. Against Baltimore, eighth worst against running backs. Against the Jets, the worst team in fantasy football against running backs. Those are the games that Joe Mixon blew up in. Sell high right now on Joe Mixon. All right. Once again, we have Terry McLaurin, Deontay Johnson, and A.J. Green for our wide receivers to acquire, and Joe Mixon as somebody to maybe look to move on from. Those are Dweez's trade targets and trade bait. Quick note from our friends at the Jersey Jungle, and then I will get into my big list of waiver wire pickups and then answer the rest of your questions and trade conversation in the chat. I'll be right back. Are you a merchandise maniac or jersey junkie like myself? You need to check out the Jersey Jungle. They handle their business on Instagram at the Jersey Jungle. You can use a promo code TCK for 10% off of one or two jerseys, 15% off of three or more jerseys. Now, if you've been watching the show for this season or a couple seasons, you know that my backdrop, if you're streaming live with us on video, you know my backdrop is always a couple of jerseys. Those jerseys are coming from the Jersey Jungle. They're high-quality stitch and twill jerseys. I collect NFL jerseys, but I'm also a baseball guy, so I have baseball jerseys as well. I collect Hall of Fame jerseys. I have a Jackie Robinson. I have a Ken Griffey Jr. I have a Willie Mays jersey. I got a Shohei Ohtani jersey as well because the guy has been absolutely on fire. Go get yourself a jersey. Basketball, baseball, hockey, football, college. They got rookies as well. Home, away. They have customs, they have camouflage, whatever you're feeling, retro jerseys from any sport, go hit up the Jersey Jungle on Instagram. DM the Jersey Jungle. Use the promo code TCK for 10% off of one or two jerseys, 15% off of three jerseys. These are already half price that you're going to find on the websites. They're high quality stitch and twill game authentic jerseys. Go check them out. The Jersey Jungle on Instagram. All right, y'all, week 9 waiver wire ads. We went through Dweez's list of trade targets and waiver ads. Here's my big list, all right? Again, I do about 20 to 25 different players broken up into positions. I'll run it down by position for you and then just kind of talk through this really quickly. All right, so at the quarterback position, hang out there in the chat room. I will get to your questions and comments here in a couple minutes once I finish this up. Okay. Quarterback, and quarterback's tough, right? It's streaming, it's bye weeks, it's injuries, it's super flex mostly, it's single quarterback leagues mostly because super flex, everyone's taken. But look to see if Tua is still available, right? Again, he's available in 64% of leagues. So 2/3 of leagues, he's available. So go take a look. Doesn't have a bye week until week 14. And again, if Deshaun Watson doesn't come into Miami, Tua should be good moving forward. Justin Fields, available in 80% of leagues. Leave it to my Niners to finally sober up Justin Fields, right? Looked great, rushing touchdown, made plays, looked efficient. Now, the wide receivers are still terrible, but Justin Fields looked like, you know, kind of low-key Jalen Hurts. And we know that Jalen Hurts isn't an amazing NFL quarterback, but he's a great fantasy quarterback. Justin Fields can be too. And the obvious one here that's most available, Taysom Hill for the New Orleans Saints. Jameis Winston out for the season with a torn ACL, right? Taysom Hill, he's 1.5% managed. He's available in 98.5% of leagues, all right? He's available in all leagues. Go get Taysom Hill. If it's not a super flex league, he's going to be available most likely. Taysom Hill should take over if they don't bring in a Cam Newton or somebody else, all right? Which they could, but Taysom Hill coming off a concussion, he's had a couple weeks to rest. He should be fine, could have a bang-up role, and he had multiple 20-point games because of his rushing ability that we know about, right? Of course, coupled with his passing ability. So look at Taysom Hill, Tua Tagovailoa, and Justin Fields as your quarterbacks. Now at running back, we went over Adrian Peterson. He's my number one. He's been a free agent. He's available in all leagues. It's just a matter of you actually getting him. He's the number one easy. If you miss out, though, on Adrian Peterson, go look at Boston Scott for the Eagles. It's not Kenny Gainwell. I want it to be. I think it should be. It's not up to me. Obviously, it's Boston Scott, not Kenny Gainwell. He's available in 75% of leagues. Scored 2 touchdowns this week for the Eagles. Miles Sanders out a couple weeks with a sprained ankle. Go look at Boston Scott. All right, running back number 3, Jeremy McNichols, right? So again, you don't put a lot of fab on him, but he is worth rostering at this point, available in 98% of leagues. It's Adrian Peterson and Jeremy McNichols should be a third down guy. But if AP goes down, then Jeremy McNichols might just fall into a role. So he's worth kind of that like triple handcuff, if you will. Another one is Carlos Hyde. All right, remember week 1 when everyone was like, what the hell happened to James Robinson? Urban Meyer's an idiot. Where's Carlos Hyde coming from? Well, James Robinson got injured, right? He might miss significant time. I haven't heard an official report, unless anyone has one, but he left the game and he could miss significant time. Even if he doesn't, they might roll Carlos Hyde more often just to get less touches for James Robinson. And we know that Carlos Hyde and Urban Meyer go way back to Ohio State back in the day. So look at Carlos Hyde, pretty much free in all leagues there as well. Okay, a couple more here, some deeper names. Mark Ingram, back on the Saints, looked very good in his debut. A lot of that was adrenaline, I know, going back to NOLA against the Bucs, but he ran really effectively. And if they're going to save Alvin Kamara, and if they have Taysom Hill, it might be a run offense. And they can't do that with Alvin Kamara all game long. So Mark Ingram could have some sneaky upside here as a, you know, RB2 with all these bye weeks going on. Go check out Mark Ingram. Again, traded from Houston back to New Orleans where he started. He's my RB5. Then you have Jordan Howard. I wouldn't actually pick him up because I just can't see you stomaching putting him in your lineup. But just know that he is out there. He did score 2 touchdowns this week, so keep an eye on Jordan Howard, but that's frustrating. Okay, my wide receivers here. Rashad Bateman, keep mentioning him. I've mentioned him for 5 weeks, but somehow the fantasy community doesn't get it. He's available in 75% of leagues still. 75% of leagues, folks. He had 6 targets in his debut. All right, he dominated in his second one, but he had like 3 plays called back on penalties. Rashad Bateman is going to be the truth. Honestly, I truly believe that we're going to talk about Rashad Bateman in draft season next year the way that we did DK Metcalf and AJ Brown their second season coming in, right? They both like scratched the surface early, blew up in the second half, and then over that offseason was like, okay, I think these kids are real. Second year, they absolutely took off. I think that's going to happen with Rashad Bateman. I'm calling it right now. If it does, you better get on the ship now because you're going to run out of time quickly. Rashad Bateman's already on all of my teams. I drafted him or I picked him up early this season. I'm not fooling around. I'm willing to wait on this kid. I think he's legit. And all of a sudden, Lamar Jackson is more of a quarterback than we've ever seen before. So go get Rashad Bateman. All right. Devontae Parker, we've already talked about. Again, available in 55% of leagues. Michael Gallup, we brought him up last week and the week before that as well. Coming off of the bye, Cedric Wilson's played quite well as the Cowboys' number 3, but I think Gallup will slide right back into that number 3 if not traded. If not traded, he might get traded. If he gets traded, I think he's going to be a wide receiver 2 somewhere else. Go pick up Michael Gallup. He's worth having on your bench. Van Jefferson, DeSean Jackson for the Rams also is in trade talks. The team is kind of mutually letting him look for trades and he's looking for trades, whatever. He's probably going to leave because DeSean Jackson still thinks he can play, which he can. And they have Van Jefferson, who's basically a younger, you know, DeSean Jackson. So they don't need to pay DeSean. So look at Van Jefferson to be that like bona fide number 3. and he's available in 90% of leagues, and he's got huge play upside in that offense. I know it's Cooper Kupp all the time, and it's Robert Woods sometimes, but Van Jefferson's been played very well as a number three. Keep an eye on him. He's my wide receiver four this week. Another one, Russell Gage. Calvin Ridley, if you didn't catch it on Sunday for some reason, Calvin Ridley has decided to step away from football to basically work on his mental health. He has personal issues. He missed a game a couple games ago when the team went out to they played Miami in London, and Calvin Ridley did not travel with the team due to personal reasons. Came back, they had a bye. After that, he didn't play this week, or he played one game, and then he didn't play this week. So something's going on for Calvin Ridley. I wish him the best just as a human being, whatever's going on. But he straight up said he didn't retire, but he basically said, I need to step away. Now, that could be 2 weeks. That could be half the season. That could be the rest of this year. But either way, Calvin Ridley's out. Russell Gage is going to be that number one. Okay, a couple other guys here. I'll blast her a little bit faster. Brandon Ayuk, I know it's frustrating, but put him on your roster. He's starting to get a little bit more work. He caught a two-point conversion. It should happen eventually. I'm sorry. It should happen eventually. Brandon Ayuk should be rostered. He's available in 52% of leagues. Go get him. Put him, stash him on your bench. Jamison Crowder, playing very well when he's in. He's been in and out due to health, but he's playing well even with Mike White. And Mike White played very well, over 400 yards. He was the number one quarterback on the week this week, all right? So go check out him. Jamison Crowder, Marquez Callaway, Will Fuller, Elijah Moore. These are all guys that should maybe be on your teams. Jamal Agnew, who's a kick returner, but he's like that number 3-4 receiver for the Jags, caught a touchdown this week, available in 99% of leagues. You can go check him out too. A couple tight ends here, and we'll wrap this up. Pat Freiermuth, already talked about him. I want him on all my teams. I started him basically out of a necessity for Mark Andrews this week. Worked out. He played very, very well. Available in 92% of leagues. I want Pat Freiermuth everywhere. Logan Thomas, going to be coming back. Ricky Seals-Jones has been playing very well, but Logan Thomas could either slide back into that role, or they could kind of do a dual thing like the Eagles did for years. If he does that, I still like Logan Thomas a lot. Talented player, started as a quarterback for the Cardinals, if you don't know that. So he's still learning the position over the last couple of years. He's been dominant when healthy. I like Logan Thomas a lot. Go check him out and put him on your IR until he is ready. Another one is Dan Arnold for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Again, tight end depth with these guys going on a bye week this week. You can go, look for just some deeper names. Evan Ingram caught a touchdown tonight on Monday Night Football. Those are some deeper names as well. Tyler Conklin's been playing pretty well for the Minnesota Vikings. Mercedes Lewis for the Packers with Robert Tonyan out. Josiah DeGuara also out. Excuse me, Josiah DeGuara is another option there as well. They're both available in every league. It's just a matter of which one there if you want that Packer tight end. So those are my players. And then I'll give you just a quick DST. The Las Vegas Raiders, the Chicago Bears have been playing a little bit better. You can look at the Miami Dolphins if you'd like to, Los Angeles Chargers, and Atlanta Falcons as well if you're desperate there. But you want your team at home. You want your team favored by Vegas to win the game. That's how I like my DSTs. Okay, so that's my main list that was scattered by position. I'll run down my top 15 in order, regardless of position. Here we go. Number 1 to 15. Number 1, Adrian Peterson. 2, Rashad Bateman. Boston Scott. Devontae Parker. Michael Gallup. Number 6, Tua Tagovailoa. Pat Freiermuth. Van Jefferson. Logan Thomas. Number 10, Justin Fields. Russell Gage. Jeremy McNichols. Brandon Ayuk. Number 14, Jamison Crowder. Marquez Callaway, number 15. Those are my top 15 waiver wire ads. And of course, we had Dweezes as well. All right, Joe, let me get to the rest of your questions here. A couple popped up as I'm going on, and I want to get to those, and then we will sign off. I appreciate everyone hanging out with me tonight. Again, rolling solo. I don't do a lot of solo pods anymore after 488 episodes. I thankfully don't have to do a lot of solo ones anymore, but every once in a while, I like to turn it on. So I appreciate everyone hanging out with me. Let me get to as many as we can. Lee Shakur, should I trade Barkley, Elijah Mitchell, and Antonio Brown for Amari Cooper, Javonte Williams, and DK Metcalf? I'm 5-3 full PPR. Trade Saquon, Elijah Mitchell, and Antonio Brown for Amari Cooper, Javonte Williams, and DK. I just mentioned I don't want Amari Cooper, but it's always scenario-based, right? Saquon Barkley, I faded from the very beginning. I know it's cool to say that now, but those of you that have been tuning in all summer know that I had him as my running back 13 coming into the season, and I wanted to put him at 20, but like it didn't make sense to do that because he's Saquon Barkley. I should have put him at 40, right? Like, I don't even know if he's going to play again this year. Like, who knows, right? But anyway, I don't want the headache of Saquon Barkley. I know how good he is. I don't trust the offense. I don't trust the coaching, the offensive line, Daniel Jones, and he's hurt. I'm going to pass on Saquon so you can move on from him. Moving Elijah Mitchell right now is really tough for me. Number two running back this week. He's been dominant, but if Jimmy steps aside or gets hurt and Trey Lance comes in, we don't know what that offense is going to look like. If Elijah Mitchell gets hurt, which the 49ers running backs tend to do, we don't know how that's going to go either. So I know this is your big piece here, but I'm okay to move off of him because of this package you're getting about. AB has been on fire, but he's been hurt and out 3 of 8 weeks this year. Okay. So tough one to lose and going to be on a bye next week anyway. So tough one to lose, but AB and Elijah Mitchell are tough to lose, but I like this package. Amari Cooper, boom or bust, but obviously can win you weeks. Javonte Williams is coming. I know I've been saying that all season long. Melvin Gordon scored 2 touchdowns this week, whatever. Could have been Javonte Williams. They have the same plays, the same work share. Melvin Gordon happens to be scoring more touchdowns. I like Javonte Williams. And DK Metcalf has been just fine with Geno Smith. Russell Wilson got the pin out of his finger today. He will be back soon. He's practicing soon, off IR soon, and he will be back in this offense before too long, right when you hit your playoffs. I like this. I like this. You're getting rid of Saquon Barkley, who's injured right now. You're selling high on Elijah Mitchell, which I like. And you're getting rid of AB, who has a bye week coming up next. You're getting Amari Cooper, already had his bye week. Javonte Williams, who I think is yet to break out. And DK Metcalf, who maybe hasn't hit his ceiling this year. I like that trade. I would do it, Lee. All right, Michael. Hey, good to hear from you too. Late to the party. How's it going, everybody? Victor, good to hear from you, my man. My running backs are done. I got Montgomery and now Henry on the IR. Then Chuba Hubbard is my only other guy with CMC coming back. My waiver wire is only Tennessee running backs, including Peterson, right? Do you think Marlon Mack gets traded? I do think Marlon Mack gets traded, and they usually don't go in division for things like this, but I would not be shocked, even though they brought in Adrian Peterson, I would not be shocked to see the Titans go after Marlon Mack as well. Adrian Peterson's fun. He was like the original Derrick Henry, but he's old and he's not fast. And I don't know that he can carry 20 carries anymore. And that's what the Titans want. Marlon Mack and Adrian Peterson and Jeremy McNichols on third down, I think could be a nice running back complement for the Titans. But again, I don't know that the Colts do that because it's in division. They usually don't do that stuff. But yes, I think Marlon Mack gets traded. I do. I'm just not sure where. Nice try. What up? Yo, threw my address in the Twitter DM. Have a good week, homie. All right, man. Nice try. I will get that to Levy and Bob, and they will handle things, man. Always appreciate you, and I hope you had a great, great weekend, brother. I will let them know, though. It's in the Twitter DM. Thank you for the reminder. Kowaldi. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. If not, I apologize. Tyreek almost ruined this week for me. 1 by 1 point. Yeah, Tyreek finally goes off, huh? No Travis Kelce, though. Travis Kelce is, what is that, 4 weeks or so that he's been kind of in the dumps? Yikes. I liked Gore tonight. Should I waste priority on him? No. No, no, no. I would not. Gore did look fun. The Chiefs offense finally clicked a little bit. It was like 90% Tyreek Hill opening up the run game. CEH isn't going to be out forever. And Darrell Williams is the guy. Gore got some work and he scored, and which is fun. You say waste a priority, which I think is like spend a top priority or a lot of fab on Gore. No, I would not do that because there's other options out there this week. However, I would wait. And when waivers clear Tuesday night or Wednesday night, whatever your league does, I would look right away Wednesday or Thursday morning, see if he cleared waivers. If he did, I would go pick him up for free, but I would not spend a top priority on him. Now, if you have like priority number 9, 10, 11, 12 or something, or 15, 16 in a deep league, then yeah, I would put in your top waiver claim because all the other studs are going to be gone anyway. So in that case, I would, but I would not spend like a top 6, 7 claim on him. There's just so many other options right now to get. And you know, Gore, yes, he did look good, but anybody in that offense can look good when it's rolling. So I wouldn't get too excited there, but great, great question. Okay, everybody, that is the Q&A session. That is the week 9 waiver wires. That is the trade talk for week 9. Again, episode 488. I appreciate everyone for hanging with me. I know it's kind of different and difficult with when it's just one person on here. Bob does his player trends episode, which gets long. By the way, if for some reason you don't catch it last minute because you don't download the podcast, which you should, please download the podcast. Give us a rate and review. It would mean the world to us. You can't rate and review on YouTube and Twitch and Twitter and Facebook. You can give us likes and follows, which we super appreciate. But the podcast really, really matters. It really helps us out. And we've linked up with the Believe Podcast Network, which has over 300 sports-affiliated podcasts. And we are the one-stop shop for fantasy football. It's an honor for us to be a part of that. I would so appreciate if you guys could go to wherever you listen to your podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Amazon Music, iTunes, whatever it is. Go find our podcast, the Candlestick Kids Fantasy Football Podcast. It's a big orange box with a football and a microphone. You can't miss it. And subscribe to the podcast, download it, but also please write us a review. It could be 2 sentences, 3 sentences, whatever. Just your honest opinion of the show. It would really mean the world to us. So please do that if you have a couple of minutes. I'd appreciate it. Now, that being said, we have one more question here from Ryan. I'm going to get out of here. I have Gallup and then hopefully Fuller coming back from IR soon. Should I drop Moore or Robinson? If this is Elijah Moore, I would drop him. If it's DJ Moore or something, then no, you would drop Robinson. So if it's Elijah Moore, drop Elijah Moore. If not, then sure, you can drop Allen Robinson if you'd like. Okay, we're going to get out of here, guys. I got to catch my breath. It's been a long day. I appreciate everyone. Hope you enjoyed Monday Night Football. Hope you enjoyed my solo podcast this evening. You can find me on Twitter at Sky Guasco, SkyGuasco. You can find the Candlestick Kids Fantasy Football Podcast on the Fantasy Focus Network. And also the Fantasy Football Network live on YouTube. Go check them out and subscribe everywhere on Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube to Fantasy Focused channels. I would much appreciate it. You know you can find us on Sundays, Sunday Fun Day. I see most of you popping in there anyway, but you get all of your Start Sit questions answered every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. West Coast Time, streaming live right here on YouTube. And all the episodes here on the TCK Pod are brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network and BetOnline.ag. All your betting online can go through betonline.ag. Use the promo code TCK and you get a voucher there as well for those of you that bet. I appreciate y'all. Quick, oh, Rondale Moore there, Ryan. Drop Rondale Moore without Kyler Murray and sell Daryl Henderson immediately. Sure, go see what you can do, but I would not just sell him to sell him. But see if you can sell high always. All right, y'all. I appreciate you. Once again, Sky Guasco sitting in solo tonight. Make sure to follow us on all the networks. We'll catch you next time. 488 in the books. Best of luck in week 9. I'll catch you next time. I am out of here.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.